again. This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 136 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the same format as the great Frank Fitzsimmons historical series, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off, the most important development in Henderson County in the past 50 years. In Volume 1 of From the Banks of the Ocklawaha by Mr. Fitzsimmons, and I'm quoting now, July 4th, 1879 was undoubtedly the most momentous and important day in the entire history of Hendersonville and Henderson County in particular, and all of Western North Carolina in general. Mr. Fitz wrote further, on July 4th, 1879, the first steam engine huffed and puffed up the Saluda grade, roared over the crest of the Blue Ridge Mountains, thundered down the long grade from Butt Mountain at East Flat Rock, and with screeching brakes and sparks flying from the wheels, came to a stop at the new depot in Hendersonville. Now, Henderson had become a county only in 1838, so this huge development had occurred only 41 years after the county came into being. It would take another 88 years before the next truly major development in transportation would take place, and is the most important milestone for lifestyle enhancement and development opportunity in my entire lifetime, and certainly the most important in the last 50 years, the opening of I-26 and the interstate system. At the ribbon cutting on January 12, 1967, Highway Commission Chairman Joseph Hunt said he had heard the first discussion concerning this new superhighway 15 years earlier. That would have been in 1952 when I-26 was first conceived. 8 years later, in 1960, public hearings were held in the counties, which would be traversed by the new highway. The hearing in Buncombe County in 1959 had greater input than the other public hearings because the State Highway Commission was considering two different locations for the huge intersection where I-26 and I-40 would join. The hearing here in Henderson County was held on January 26, 1960, and the locating of the new four-lane highway, which would be Henderson County's first such road on its present site, met no opposition. The crowd packed into the courtroom was asked, "Is there any opposition to the location of this new road?" 15 or 20 hands were raised, and it turned out that all of these people were from Polk County. The question was then asked, is there any opposition from Henderson County residents? And not a hand was raised. The first sign of any construction took place on February 19, 1963, when a small sign was erected on U.S. 25 near Rugby Road, announcing that the new I-26 highway would be constructed on this site. Rights-of-way were being acquired, however, as early as 1961, and some construction work had already begun on the four-lane highway when the State Highway Commission, May 17, 1963, revealed its plans for the connector road from the highway into the city. Basically, the proposed connector would simply follow the route of old U.S. 64 and 7th Avenue East. It would be widened into a four-lane highway from the interstate to the city limits at Mud Creek. Westbound traffic would simply continue on up 7th Avenue, which would, however, continue to be a two-way street. 6th Avenue would be extended from where it ended over at Jonas Street down to the creek. Well, the merchants and property owners on 7th Avenue East were jubilant. Just the announcement that the main connector to the new superhighway would come in on Chimney Rock Road and route traffic up 7th Avenue created a fever you could equate with the gold rush. In fact, the Exxon Company raced in just based on that first announcement and bought the Fred King House and land next door to the old radio station on Devil's Fork, and I understood they paid about twice what it was worth. And I'll admit that even the Planning and Zoning Board and the professional planner Dan Vismore was all excited. After all, this would mark the first totally new road construction in Henderson County in the entire 20th century. But when the specifics in fine print were analyzed, even the State Highway Commission admitted that present traffic flow on 7th Avenue, this was back in 63, present traffic flow was 9,400 vehicles per day, and within 15 years, about 1980, the count would reach 17,800 vehicles per day up 7th Avenue. Plus, the Highway Commission planned no improvements to the surface crossings of the Southern Railroad, and we knew of one death that had occurred in an ambulance that could not come from the east side because all crossings were blocked by a long freight train. In fact, I had made the comment back then that if the Southern's trains get any longer, when the first engine comes through Hendersonville, the caboose will not have left Cincinnati. Tomorrow, the planning board's approach and phase one of the violent reaction from property owners and merchants on 7th Avenue East. This from the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.